A group of students at the Eastman School of Music want to expand the range of sounds in your life. WXXI's Mona Segatola-Slami explains.
This is the new music ensemble, OSEA. And so is this.
A lot of the pieces just have really beautiful sounds that you don't usually get to hear in real life in such a resonant hall.
That's composer Noah Kars, who's in his last semester of a master's degree program at Eastman. He's the technical director for OSEA, which is run entirely by students. The music they play often involves experimenting with technology.
One of the more memorable pieces was Xerox Rock by Celeste Oram, which requires a video. In fact, the score of the piece is a video compiled from YouTube videos of people playing instruments, and then the performers are asked to replicate those motions. And my job consisted of recording every rehearsal and then creating a backing track so that when you were hearing the piece, you were actually also hearing every previous rehearsal of the piece at the same time.
During its next concert, OSEA will play a piece that Kars wrote. It's called Arithmetics. It draws on his experiences combining math and music.
My piece is focused on a few different ways of adding and subtracting note content. One of them is that if you play two notes together extremely loudly, a third note will just sort of be created in your eardrum, and it's sort of there, but it's there in your head, but it isn't really there in the air.
One of the performers who plays in OSEA is guitarist Eric Gibelieu. He's a doctoral student in classical guitar, and playing to imitate YouTube videos is only one of the unusual things he's experienced playing in the group.
I had never been to a school where there were ensembles quite like this. And eventually an opportunity came up last year when I was asked to play on a piece by Rebecca Saunders called Vermilion, which was really, really cool. And very, very strange. It was much different than anything I had ever played before. It called for all sorts of, extended techniques, including rubbing metal bottlenecks up and down the strings of a guitar while tapping it with a second bottleneck. And all of this was carefully orchestrated with the other two instruments in the ensemble, which was a cello and a clarinet. And I just really, really enjoyed that experience.
They're now taking that experience off campus in interesting ways. Earlier this year, OSEA performed a new music open mic at the Spirit Room, a bar in downtown Rochester. And they're planning upcoming shows at the Memorial Art Gallery and Small World Books.
I also think that new music has something punk about it, a little bit rebellious. Certainly there's styles that are, I think, rebelling against the establishment of classical music. And there's something appealing about that too, both as a performer and as a listener. And I think I sense that in the audience that comes to these sorts of shows. They're looking for something that's a little bit anti-establishment.
For WXXI, I'm Mona Segatola-Slami.